You ready to go?
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so continuing. Avoid this habitochen. Page Tovku Tzadik Beis. Yeah. Last time we saw the importance of tshiva. A person who is living bitocha means he's living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if the bitochen is real, then we have three opportunities a day to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then obviously we take advantage of it. If you don't, that in itself is a sign that our bitochen is not real. So, avodas tefila and avodas bitochen, they're two parts of the same thing. Now we're starting the next perek chamishi. We already explained the perek rishon should be bitochen misyachas hashkos avoyus v'hizboch al bruach. The whole point of bitochen is that Hashem has hashkos interaction with us, which is what we read in this week's parasha. Second thing we learned about, that's something unique that Klai Yisrael has over all the other nations. Now he wants to go through these two concepts and try to make a mahalach for us to build ourselves up in our bitochen. Yichaseinu anu maskirim shnei shemim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we make a bracha, we mention two names of Hashem. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Abayim, Hashem Elokim. Hashem Avaya Nia Kol Hoive Uvo Boyer Chadoshes. Hashem, everything came to its existence, and everything is Nishadesh. Everything new that comes into the world is also through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created everything and sustains everything, and any changes that are made, he also makes. Hashem Avaya sustains the existence of the world. Hashem Elokim is Moyal Hashkocha. That's why he conjugated. We say Elokeinu means Elokim Shalano. So there's a special interaction between the two of us. So Vay is a general sustenance of the world, and Elokim is a specific interaction between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On this, we rely on Avtocha, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Davim Avinu, and the Bris Amil. Okay, Moshe is Risi, Beidi, Veinecho, Ben Zarach, Erecha, Teresim, Bris, Eilom, Liyois, Lechol, Elokim. So those are the words that he said in this bracha, that he said that I'm going to be for you, Elokim. Elokim is a special balakoichas for you, special interaction with you, special hashkocha and klal yisrael. And yeah, I'm giving you Eretz Kanaan, Lachus, Esoilem, V'yisrael, Lehem, Elokim. Once again, the Gan Pasha Sisson says, and yes, the Keichim, Liyos Lachem Lelikim. This concept of Liyos Lachem Lelikim, the concept which repeats itself many times. Mekla Yisrael go through the Doiris. Dom Yuchat Shal Shkoch Yisporach. He is Manik Kla Yisrael in a way that is not manic any other nation. The truth is, it's interesting that we're so used to davening every day, we don't even pay attention to what we're saying. Maybe you do. But Baruch Hashem, the source of our special anogam from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Corona, COVID, whatever you want to call it. I started paying a little more attention to what I say. And if you notice, the way you start off your tefillah and the Baruch Sha'omar, yeah, we say the greatness of Hashem that created the world. So you start off with the fact that he made the general bria, and then we talk about a special style of yireyov, which is us, and poydu matzu, and then over rachamon. That's the next stage. Is mamasha av, like a father. So basically, we're building it up, that we recognize Hashem like we said, is Mahaveh Hakol. He created the entire world. And then we go to the next stage. There's a special interaction with the Yireyuv, and even a deeper interaction between us of Haraslam, he's our father. And right afterwards, and this is really the way we get into tefillah. Because if you don't have this, you can't daven to Hashem. If you don't realize there's a special interaction between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a ceremony which is not real. You have to make it real. That's the next thing we say. Remind yourself of the nifloyes that he made for us. We are the nation of Yaakov, Israel. He's Hashem Elikeinu, our God, has special joy with Halos Mishpotos. Remember that priest that he made. This is once again, like we read before, Leah Sulchem Elikim. He gave us Eretz Yisrael. When he went from one coast to the next, another nation, he didn't let anybody cause us sorrows. He always protects us. He treats us as his anointed nation, that is his special nation. So that's the way we start off our day of tefillas. Recognition, there's a special dark of Klal Yisrael, the Yireyev, the Bonim Lashem, over, and the special priest that accompanies us as a nation throughout history. That's the beginning of the Hodo. That goes back to the Sanhoga of the entire world. The Kopana, the starting point is that we remind ourselves that there is a priest and there's a Kesher between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu that has guided us from the beginning and throughout history. Yeah, that's why, and we ended off also. Hashem's focus, Imonim is Gavlon Elke Yaakov Sel. Hashem is with us. Asher and Batevach, Hashem Yishia, brings us to Yeshua. Yonenu v'yom kareinu, he answers when we call out to him. Shia Semech, Vos Nachoser, Vim Nasim Adonim. He asked for Yeshua for his nachalo to uplift us. Nafshei atik for Hashem, we're waiting for Hashem. It's Reina Mokineinu. We realize he's the one who helps us and brings us salvation. Ki vo yismach libeinu. Our simchas with him. Chazuch Hashem aleinu kashi yechanu lo. Harinu Hashem chazdech, etc. So that's it. The Hodo was the beginning. We start off with the recognition of the bris that Hashem has with Klal Yisrael that accompanies us throughout history. And we ended up with that yearning for the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivu Yismach Libeinu, the biggest symbol to do the Hashem. That's, once we have that clear, then the rest of the tefillah becomes a different tefillah. Yeah. So that's what he brought down, that Hashem, by the obvious time after again, described himself as Leo Yislachem Lelikim, to have a special relation with us. Okay, Yisrael, if he calls himself the case, what means that that's an eternal definition of his hanhoga with us, the king Yisrael. Yeah. Mado zu shel hashgocha protes mechayv hanhoga shumatzayim enu yichoyim lahavdin. This type of hashgocha protes between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechayv, a certain type of interaction which the goyim don't understand, b'chlal, can't fathom. Hashem says, because I love you, I'm so close to you, that because of that, I dafka punish you for your avarice. That's why Klal Yisrael ran goals, was going through tzaras. Because by the goyim, he lets them do avarice, he doesn't care, let them do avarice till they're finished, and that's the end of them. They fade out of history. The tzoros that we go through is because he loves us, because he's close to us. He wants to retain that okay Yisrael. Yeah, so that's the thing. So we have to understand the period we are going through now is a period of because Bohu is doing everything he can to mechazik his special kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to be focused on that.
the mechazik and the strengthen that and realize, Hashem, I know this is all for me to mechazik my keshu with you. There's a terrible, terrible tragedy going on all around the world, in the Jewish world, in a silent fashion. I'm coming more and more aware of it. Because of the nature of things, we're more disconnected and we need the computer more. And one more, Baruch Hashem, a lot of wonderful things are being done with the computer, the Zoom shiurim, and this shiurim, and other shiurim, all kind of wonderful things. But Lamaisa, Kemat, everybody is using the computer a lot more than they're using it before. And this is a very, very dangerous thing. Because when a person becomes more connected to computer use and overuse of the computer, or he's connecting himself to all these different sites of information and opinions and everything else, he's being merachik himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's doing the exact opposite of what Hashem wants. And kind of rare, because this is such a special time, Hashem is giving that extra challenge that we have to get past. And I don't know if anybody's listening have children or what it is, but it's a rampant problem. It's a silent virus that's going around underneath the COVID virus. I hear time and again about kids that are misusing it, and even parents that are misusing it. And once again, you have those cases of extreme misuse that the mom is going, losing the Jezel Milikim completely, and pornography and everything else. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about being overly connected, wasting time, getting addicted, even in a fashion that is not technically a quote-unquote problematic addiction, but being over-connected to it is so dangerous. It's dangerous for ourselves, our keshu with anybody, between husband and wife, peers and children, ourselves and our kosher vocal vehicle. We have to be on guard and realize that the situation causing cannot everybody to use it and using it more than they were before. But we have to make sure we stay in line, and this is just something you do and you finish. It doesn't become part of your life and part of the way you spend your time. Because then we're doing the exact opposite. Hashem's shaking up the world, so we come back to Him. Now that we get overly connected to technology in an unhealthy fashion. Back to us. Amar Rav Hamnuna, at the bottom of Tav Kuf Daled Beis. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra min ha'odem ad shetis malus seisoi. Because God doesn't punish a person until he went over the boundaries. Chein em b'bris b'nem seven, do revi yishur ha'ema, ki lo sholim avoyin ha'moyin ha'teina. That they had to wait four generations for the sins of Amori to be complete. And then Hashem destroyed them completely. That's when Kali Yisrael came in. Yeah. So he brings the next page. The Sipurna says, in Yisrael, Pogid Oven Ovis is Marich Apayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu for certain Rishoyim, because he wants to wait till they finish up the maximum amount of days they can handle, and that's the end of them. Yeah. Yeah, that's when it comes to a point that it's clear that they finish, they totally detached from tshuva and bettering themselves. Yeah. But that is by the goyim. By Klai Yisrael, he doesn't let the chait become part of us. That's his idea, what he said. That Efkod Elema Pachatis Dechem, the tzoris that Klai Yisrael has is because of this, to get us back on track. And Vashgir points out that the Etzem, if you notice, the whole Seder Hashanah, The whole year, we have different events that come up to bring us back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Elul Petzul Yom HaKippurim, his mom is being crazy with Tshuva, and his father on Davis, because both Mechata. A person has a higher level of Davis, Yom Kippur is not Mechata, and then you sue him on the Marikit. They get rid of it. Hashem is always making Mahalchim that the Chet gets finished. Gets finished with the Yom Kippur, and whatever remains, Yisurim. Kamuvan, if we know, the Be'er writes, you should know that with Nigzan Yisur Yisurim, there are two ways out of it. You can choose pleasant Yisurim. One is Limud HaTorah, you really work hard and you're learning, go out of your way to exert yourself, even though it's not so pleasant, it's hard. Tell me your student, you don't have to get through Chas V'Shalom health issues and Hanos issues and Shalom Bayis issues, whatever it is. Tell you, the second thing is Chesed. And also a person is misamit for another Jew. All that hard work because of the person, it's Yisurim. Not pleasant. It's pleasant, but it's hard work. It's very true to Yisurim. The Chesed, the Emes, Yichupa Oven. So that's, we have it all set up for us. But Hashem wants us to have the Mirik of Oinus. He wants us to clear the slate. And He's going to make it happen. Like I said, it's up to us to pick how to do it. Starting point is Tshuva, which we're all in Yom Kippur. And as far as Yisurim concerned, we have two tracks. Either wait for Hashem to do it for us, and Chas V'Shalom go through Yisurim, or pick our own way of the Yisurim to Chesed and to Nivra Torah. But that's this idea that Kodesh Boko was always on top of us because He loves us. Is Nifim at Ma'at, the Gam Ma'at Azeh, have a problem, Koyev Me'oi. All the Gezeris and all the terrible thoughts that we went throughout history, that's all part of that. And after everything's done, we're Chai V'Kayim. We are that powerful nation. Eretz Yisrael is a miracle where we're living over here. It's unheard of. A nation that was dispersed for thousands of years suddenly gets back together again. Eretz Yisrael, which was desolate for thousands of years, suddenly is full of such wonderful produce, exported to the whole world. The technology that was developed here for agriculture is exported over all the world. And all the other chokhmahs that are coming out of it, and the Ika, and it came back the center of the Torah for years and years, throughout the whole Golas. There were a few periods that it was the center. After the Spanish expulsion, the time of the Gdolish Tzvat, and the time of the Beis of the Arizal, etc., it was a shining time. And then also went down again, and Europe took over. And once Europe was destroyed, then Eretz Yisrael came back again. Hashem was always switching from one place to the next. But we're part of that miracle. The miracle of the rebirth of Eretz Yisrael, and the Iker, the Torah's Eretz Yisrael, and it's at least Boris, it's coming, it's going to be Shemitah. When the Chazanish started pushing for Shemitah, people thought he was insane. It's impossible. This country will never be Shemitah. And Baruch Hashem will be Shemitah. More and more people, it's becoming more popular. People that are bekoshi from are starting to be shavus their fields. Because we have these gedolim that have the clarity that we talk in Hashem, that this world is here for a purpose. Eretz Yisrael is here for a purpose. We have a special neshama, Nishmas Yisrael, for a purpose. This is all something special, unique that we have. Li'ois lachem le'lekim, Hashem is saying, I'm going to give you the special koiches that just come and be with me. Every Jew has to realize we have to have that emun in ourselves. That each one of us, I'm not a nobody. The goyim are nobody. We are something. We're so important. I was speaking about before, people can fall into the computers. And because the whole computer world is a world of nobodies. The computer world is telling us, your life is worthless. And waste your life away with me. Don't do anything positive. Just look for more information. Confuse yourself more. Make yourself afraid of taking vaccinations by idiots that are talking against all the big mumchim in medicine. When people talk to me like that, I think they're not embarrassed. They're not embarrassed to talk in such a fashion. It's like somebody would tell me, you know, I heard a Reform rabbi was Matar Aguna. What do you say about it? So what did I say? Well, you lost your mind. Since when does a Reform rabbi know anything about halacha? And suddenly, you have total ignorant people. When all the greatest minds in the medical field are all saying this is a good thing, it's something important, and you read the garbage that's being thrown around, and everybody becomes a big mumche. People are making total fools out of themselves. A person who locks himself up more than he has to do, he's doing a terrible aveva. Hashem gives us an opportunity to go back to normal life, to mechazek ourselves, start davening in a shul and in a minyan. You don't take advantage of it, so that aveira. These are the experience that we have. Only go with the tzminis that Klai Yisrael always had. We have rabbonim, we have responsible people that are looking through things and checking out things for us, or to become part of that world of the death of intelligence. This is a concept that even the goyim are aware of. Maybe Zeicha, mechazik ourselves, mechazik everybody around us, and I feel terrible. I have to do something more about this, because I know in our neighborhood and all over Kleistov, at least in our neighborhood, in our kehila, the people that are falling, men, women, children, all ages, the Hetzach Hadas, into this world of Toyu V'Voyu, the world of nothingness, the world that a person is nothing and his life has no value and he can just waste his time. That's not us. We are the nation with Bitochen Hashem, Liyos Lechem Elokim. I am your God. I have special Hashkoch with you. I'm to change all the laws of nature for you. Klal Yisrael. Just be with me. Be focused. Be mechazik yourself. Mechazik your tefillah. Mechazik your Torah. Mechazik your family. Mechazik your friends. Yit Hashem will get together. Mechazik one another. And we'll come out of this as a special nation that Hashem is so proud of. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Shalom.